What is the theme of the 13th Crime Congress taking place in Doha next April?
The theme of the Congress is integrating crime prevention and criminal justice in the overall UN agenda.
Could you elaborate more on the link between crime and development?
It is increasingly recognized around the world, both at the domestic and international levels, that development cannot be fully realized in a situation where crime is a problem, where crime is prevalent. There is increasing evidence that by preventing and controlling crime, development benefits. Development is easier to achieve. Development is achieved in a much more rapid manner. So it is important to put in place, to ensure, to strengthen where they already exist, proper institutions in the criminal justice system equipped to prevent and to control crime in all its forms and manifestations.
In 2015, we celebrate 60 years of Crime Congress. What has our track record been like? What did we achieve so far?
The United Nations Congresses are the oldest major UN conference among all others. It is the only conference that brings together a very broad range of policymakers, practitioners, and the entire crime prevention and criminal justice community. The Congresses have an impressive track record. They have developed over the past 60 years a very robust, very diverse body of United Nations standards and norms, ranging from the treatment of prisoners to bilateral treaties on mutual legal assistance, on extradition, on cultural property, an impressive body of guidelines that countries have used and continue to use, and where we hope they will continue in the future, to shape, to strengthen their criminal justice systems. It is a chance for the world to come together, take stock of what happened in the past years, in the past 5 years, and plan the next five.
What do you expect to come out of the Crime Congress 2015?
The General Assembly has told us that the Congresses should adopt a single declaration. That is going to be the major, at least on the political side, the major outcome of the Congress, the Doha Declaration. I expect this to be a concise, sharp, action-oriented document to set policy for the next 5 years in a broad range of issues that the Congress covers. But most importantly, I expect that declaration to be a positive contribution in the very important work that the General Assembly is undertaking now in establishing the post-2015 development agenda and the Sustainable Development Goals.